Hello, and welcome to my world. Last night I had a dream. Multiple dreams, to be precise. And by multiple, I remember two. So, first one, I'm in my room, and there seems to be some sort of social gathering in my house. And my house isn't what it normally looks like. My house is normally, you walk in the front door, it's a living room to your left, kitchen to your right. There's no wall separating them, it's just two spaces. And then there's, you walk backwards, so there's a hallway with that leads to bathroom and two bedrooms, okay? So my house does not look like that. It's just a lot there's really no point in explaining it. Just imagine that it doesn't look like that. And there are larger spaces that shouldn't be there. Just like everyone else has in dreams, you know? Just stuff doesn't make sense. But I'm in my actual room does exist. It's at the end of the hallway. And when you walk into the far right corner, upper right corner, if you're at the door, is my bed. And I'm laying in it. And something happens. I don't know what happens, but I'm injured. And I just know that there's people walking in and out. There's a lot of hustle and bustle in my room and in the other parts of the house. And so I get, like, I don't know, someone at the party is like, I'm a medical person. And so they grab these big pair. And so these scissors are specific because I remember them from when I was a kid. But we had these pair of scissors where, just like normal scissors, but at the end, rather than coming to a point about midway or maybe like three quarters way through the scissor, they were bent upwards to form like a little L shape at the end. And I always thought of them as like the pork chop scissors. They were very thick. I don't really know why they were made like that, but he had a big pair of those and he cut me in half. Like, I needed to get my legs off me. He's like, your legs, they're fucked up. I was like, okay, take them off. But he cut me in half. And so just below my belly button, my navel, he cut it off and then just kind of like left. And then I remember doing like other activities around the house, but they weren't really important to the dream, if I remember. I was just kind of like, at first I was on my hands, but then like after a little bit, I just forgot that I had no legs. So I was just like floating around and like interacting in the house. And then I came back to my legs and they were just still in a pair of jeans with like the top sewed up. I was like, fuck, I had to put my legs back on. I totally forgot that I didn't have legs. So I was like, I need to put these back on. So I had somebody else. I was like, we need to stitch these back up. So I, like, just sat down on my, like, I put my midsection on my legs and it was connected, boom. Like, and I remember walking around, like, making sure I could feel everything, and I was walking. I think I went outside, I was walking around, I was like, yep, everything's good, but I was like, ah, shit, dude. And for some reason, the seam that was cut, so I was cut down the middle, but that was gone. I was totally connected down the middle, but where I had actually been cut was up the back. So like from my calf up my hamstring up to my ass, there was just a big incision and I had to stitch it up. So I stitched it up really bad, rudimentary, you know, just like leaving folds out. So I had the doc, I was like, we gotta clean this up. And then I remember I was like, dude, this is gonna hurt so bad. And it didn't hurt at all. They were just like little pricks in the back of my leg, and he sewed it up really clean, so my legs were all sewed up, and then my legs were good. I was like, hell yeah. And so, you know, I'm walking around, blah, blah, blah. And then I think I look at a TV, and there's a Marine Corps ad. And I sit down and I watch it, and it's a bunch of, so it's like a bunch of guys carrying, like, they're training. They have, like, paintball guns. But then down, like, so they're walking through, like, a deciduous forest with like It's like a little bit of rain, you know, it's muddy, they've got the face paint on. And there's like, they're all like, just based on the dream, I know that it's going to be like a little fight. They all have red, and then, like, I just kind of inferred that there was another team somewhere else with all that had blue, and they were like training. But they also had like a line of, so it was a bunch of dudes walking in a row, like three rows, but they were go on forever. But they also had like a small group of guys that were wearing like inflatable costumes. So you know how they have like those sumo costumes or whatever, you can wear those. But they were wearing like, I don't even know what the character is, just like a fat little, like a fat little boy with like a tank top and a baseball cap. And then like in the middle, like the ad turned into just the dream pretty much. And so I'm like the camera moving around and everyone's like, go, go, go. And then the fighting starts and like shooting each other with paintball guns. But it's like real, like people are getting killed and such. But they're like, move, 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 go, 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 all that. And then I'm like transported into the dream and the fighting is kind of stopped. Or, like, you could hear the fighting in the distance, but we're, like, on a, imagine there's, like, a road system. And there's a road that goes around this big hill. And then at the top of the hill, there's, like, where everything's going on. But around the outside, the only thing you can tell if it's a person or not is, like, if there's a flashlight. And I'm, like, viewing this guy from the sky. Which later on, I realize I'm a different dude riding something. But at the time, I'm just watching this guy. And he's, like, walking through the woods. He's not even fighting. He's walking through the woods. And he's, like, homeless. And he's going to this little fort. This, like, treehouse slash fort. Because he's trying to go to bed. And there's just, like, these scary-ass noises coming from behind him in the woods. Like, coming, like, closer to him. And he's, like, kind of freaking out. But trying to look cool. And he's, like, I'm almost watching, like, on a Google Map view. Like, or, like, a surveillance view. And there's, like, almost like hollering, like wolf noises, but there was also like, it sounded like people imitating animals. So I was like, dude, he's gonna get killed by a demon or something. But he walks closer and then he makes it to the treehouse, and then we just start pissing him off, like we're just like trolling him. And so night becomes day. And I'm, like, flying around him, and, like, we're also... And there's, like, these guys that I listen to their podcast, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, they're there also fucking with this dude. And we're, like, all running out of his view before he can see us or whatever. And this, like, war is pretty much done. Like, we don't really... I don't think that's even part of the dream anymore. And then I'm, like, out of this surveillance view, and I'm in my normal body, but then I see the guy who was the surveillance view. And he's like this rich dude, but he's got like a bald head with glasses. And he's driving this, so it's like a surfboard. But on the back was like a big propeller. And the surfboard was like orange. It was orange. It was made of like the same material as a... Oh, I don't know what the word for it would be. Like safety equipment. Like it was like a rubbery, like the bottom of a shoe. Like it was like that. It looked like the bottom of a shoe with like rectangle ridges, and he was standing on it like a surfboard. And it was surfboard shaped. That's just what the material was. With like a Everglade riverboat thing on the back, like the little propeller. And he was just like hovering around flying. And I was like, how much was that? $150,000? He was like, yeah. And then I was like, cool. And so we're done fucking with this guy. So we walk up the hill. It's daylight now. Before it was night, it's daylight now. We walk up the hill, and it's like Mr. Beast land. Mr. Beast, the famous YouTuber. And he's holding like an event, and there's like a bunch of different like party games. Like we walk up and there's like neon lights, and like it looks like it's just got set up, like it's a traveling carnival, but they try to make it look professional, you know. And it's like all propped up, or all pop up. And like there's, I remember people playing tug of war, people play a lot of that, a lot of team lifting games. Because we went over there and I was with two other people, I don't remember who, And, you know, it's a hustle bustle little, like, people are passing by. And there's, like, this neon bar. Like, the bar is neon, and it's, like, shining around. And everyone's like, come work together and lift up this bar. Whichever team can lift up the bar higher than the other team wins. And we try to do that. It doesn't really make sense, but we try to do that. And then I'm just kind of walking around that, and that was the end of it. But it was a real mix-up of a dream. I didn't really like the leg part, because I saw it was kind of weird. Also, now that I'm thinking about it, there was this other part of the dream, and I don't know where it fit in, but I was looking at So I was in my room. It might have been before the leg thing. I was in my room, and my girlfriend was getting dressed, and she had, like, I didn't have her pants up yet, or underwear, and I saw, like, something sticking out of her butt, and I was like, what is that? And she was like, what do you mean? And then I saw it. I swear I saw in the actual ass, the asshole, I saw something sticking out, like something, you know, it doesn't look like shit, but I was like, what the fuck is that? And, she pulled her pants up and, like, knocked it loose, and then she, like, started hassling me, like, what was it? And then I looked in my shirt, like, I felt something scratching me, and it was a piece of bacon, like a little brittle piece of bacon. And I was like, you had a little piece of bacon sticking out of your ass, like a little brittle piece of bacon, not like a whole strip, just a little crunchy. And then that was the end of it. But I just thought that was also funny, because that felt real. I thought that was real, really real. But that's that. Okay, bye bye, see you later. I can't end it yet because I'm still trying to park my car at work. Have you guys ever heard of work? Have you guys ever been to work? Tell me how much you hate work.